And every lady that played had to wear skirt, blouse, we'll just say appropriate undergarments and shoes that covered the feet. If they, you did not, off you went. That was her rule. And she ruled here for a long time. But she really set this tone for a wonderful festival. And she brought some great people in, like these performers, Red Henry. Let's give him a big round of applause, he and his group. And every lady that played had to wear skirt, blouse.
We're going to start out with a Chubby Anthony tune here. Chubby stood on this stage many times, picking with the Chastines, and I think maybe even before that, if the Stanley Brothers ever made it here. And that was a while ago, but this is a great tune that he wrote. I live near Lake City, Florida. It's called The Foothills of Home. One, two, three. I stand today and gaze upon the mountains from the voodoos and boy where I once played, where I stood hard knocks and learned my lessons. Many thought that they'd return to me today. Now Dad is no longer with us, since I and Mother Jimmy passed away. I leave the things that I love dearly, and behind the hills slowly fade away. The thoughts that were shattered, many would bring a tear to any eye, but most I remember Dad and Mother in those days that long since gone by. Now Dad is no longer with us, since I and Mother Jimmy passed away. I leave the things that I love dearly, and behind them they'll slowly fade away. Both said, son, always remember that we have tried to teach you well. Do right and always be humble. You're just we what no man can tell. Now Dad is no longer with us, since our mother gently passed away. I'll leave the things that I love dearly, and behind the foothills slowly fade away. And behind the foothills slowly fade away. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Welcome to our set. We've got a special program of songs lined out for you. And as you said, my name's Red Henry, and I'm from Gainesville and Tallahassee and Jacksonville and places like that. We also have a family band here from Nashville, Tennessee, on the five-string banjo. We have a person who got me into music in the first place, and he has played music on this stage many times in the old days.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, well, I won't forget it. This is John Hedgecoth from Nashville. In the back of the band, playing this bass fiddle, playing great stuff on it, too. This is a person who lives in McIntosh, Florida, in a good neighborhood with lots of other good musicians, too. And she can just play great bluegrass bass, and anything you want to play, you can play it, and she'll catch up on it, too, within the first two or three beats. This is Barbara Johnson from McIntosh. I think you've got your fan club here, Barbara. And playing the mandolin right now, we'll switch off instruments after a while, is my son. He started playing music a long time ago, and if I remember right, the first time we ever got you on stage with us to play in public was right here on this very spot in 1992. That's right. When we brought our family band down,
and played. This is my son, Christopher Henry, from Nashville.
Hello.
Thank you. We've got a song to sing for you now by a fellow named Dale Kreider. Dale doesn't have a set scheduled today, so we need to do one of his songs. We got a special request for it, too. Has a real good story, too, if you listen to the words. The Gospel Snakes.
One, two, three.
Way back in the hills of old Kentuck, near the toughest place was ever struck, there lived a man named Jacob Job, and he was the meanest man on God's green globe. He feared not God, nor cared for man, except his wild and wicked clan. He had six boys, big and bad, they all followed right behind their dad. He had six girls, big buxom gals, they'd dance and frolic with their wicked pals, and sometimes they reveled in the hills, sometimes they tippled at the stills. Pretty good, huh? Then one day an awful rattlesnake bit the oldest boy, big wicked Jake. Through his veins the poison flew, he's gonna die, what can we do? They sent a runner into town in haste to fetch a parson down, a Dutchman from John Wesley's band and as good as any in the land. He prayed a wondrous, curious prayer. He used words both rich and rare, and whether heaven it reached or not, I don't know, but on earth it hit the spot. Here's what he said. Oh God, we thank thee for this here snake that thou hast sent to bit old Jake, fetch him down from his high horse and lead him to the Savior's cross. Oh God, he never would repent till this here blessed snake was sent, nor mind his wild and evil ways till kind providence came today. And eternal Father, the great I am, now send another to bite old Sam. And there's Big John, the worst of rakes. Oh God, we need more rattlesnakes. Send chicken snakes to bite the gals and all their dancing wicked pals. And there's Ma Jo, she needs one too. Perhaps a copperhead would do. And send the biggest on the globe to bite old daddy Jacob Job. And now, oh God, before it's too late, hurry up these gospel snakes. Save us all, Kentucky State. We ask it all for Jesus' sake. Oh, thank you. That's been one of our favorite numbers for an awful long time. Well, Christopher?
Is it my turn?
I reckon it is. Would you like to play guitar or mandolin?
Let me have that guitar, if you would, please. And we'll play these folks a Lester Flatt song. And this song was quite controversial following its conception. And it was so controversial that WSM, the radio station in Nashville, 650, wouldn't play it. And now they won't play it because it's not controversial enough, I guess. So I'm going to sleep with one eye open. I just found out today the little game you play. I've been sleeping all my life away.
Oh, yeah.
You've been stepping, so they say, between midnight and day. So I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on. From now on.
From now on.
All night long.
All night long.
You won't have a chance to cheat your daddy wrong. Stepping, so they say, between midnight and day. So I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on. There's a honky-tonk down the road, just about a mile or so. I understand that's where you spend your time. Well, baby, I've got news for you. Your little game is through. From now, baby, you're gonna toe the line. From now on.
From now on.
All night long.
All night long.
You won't have a chance to treat your daddy wrong. You've been stepping, so they say, between midnight and day. So I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on. Thought she's being wise, running around with other guys, and leaving me to spend my time alone. But maybe you'll find out today it don't work out that way. You started a little game that two can play. From now on,
from now on,
all night long,
all night long,
you won't have a chance to treat your daddy wrong. You've been stepping, so they say, between me. Nine day. So I'm going to sleep with one eye open from now.
Thank you. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, boy. Yeah, Christopher's learned a lot of good bluegrass, but introducing him reminded me of something. Here's a photograph taken the first time I was ever playing music on stage in public, the first Saturday of May, 1968.
He isn't any shorter, I promise.
When the Joel Days of the Days Brothers Band asked me to play with them, I think my mother, Renee, took this picture. And it's Bill Pine, Joel Days, Dave McGowan, Grady Thompson, and Red Henry standing right here. Looks like, Christopher, you're standing where Bill Pine was saying, I'm sort of between Joel and Grady, and you're standing where I was standing, John. Anyway, that's the first time I ever got on stage myself, and I just thought that was
nice. Well, that's weird. So the first place that we both have been on stage was right here.
Right, the first place I played in public was here, and the first place you played in public
was here. I guess I didn't realize that. That's crazy.
We'll have to take his word for it. Our audio-visual equipment didn't arrive in time for us to do a blow-up back here.
Right.
However, if you'd like to come up one at a time after the show, I know he'd be glad to show it to you.
Yeah, especially since we'll have some CDs. A lot of the numbers we do are on CDs, by the way. We've got some to sell, and sure could use the gas money. If you want to take some songs home with you, we'll be real glad to fix you up. CDs, baby chicks, potted plants, cypress knee slabs for wall clocks and end tables, clock movements and epoxy finishing supplies, Tweety Bird keychains, got a new shipment just in.
We brought a lot of stuff.
We thought we'd hit an up-tempo number for you here. This is one that... Well, it's just a great tune, and it's on a mandolin CD that Christopher will have out in a few weeks. The Patty on the Turnpike.
Thank you. we have a great time with numbers like that. Well, John, I believe you have a number with which to regale the assembled audience here.
Well, that's right, Red. I do have a number picked out. This is about a fella who's fallen on hard times. And so he's decided to call up his old girlfriend, almost ex-girlfriend, but not quite, to see if she'll bail him out of this fix. And it is called, If I Lose, Let Me Lose. Well, he's already lost, folks. But we'll see if this girl is going to come through and pull his fat out of the fire. It goes like this. Christopher, if you will.
One, two,
three. Now, I never thought I'd need you, but now I find I'm wrong. But come on back, sweet mama, back where you belong. I've gambled over town and I've found that I can't win. So come on back and pick me up again. Now if I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let you lose.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time. What he said to her. Of all the other gals I know, none can take your place. When I get into a jam, they just ain't in the race. But now that you're back, dear, let's make another round. With you here by my side, gal, the deal just can't go down. If I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time. Now if I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
John Hedgecock. All right, we've got a little original number for you. We're all from Florida. Need the capo. And there it is.
There's that pesky.
This dates back to a time when I was 10 years old, and we'd stopped at the old R&R service station along Tennessee Street in Tallahassee, and there was a person who pulled up to that service station who was a tourist. I could tell he was a tourist. It wasn't just his 25-foot-long white Cadillac. It wasn't just his flowery yellow shirt and his pink straw hat with the tall top, but the fact that he asked whether he was on the right road to get to Miami. Well, a fellow there told him, fellow who'd lived in Tallahassee all his life, how to get to Miami. You can go out here in Monroe Street and you turn on Highway 27. So the tourist said, was he sure? From this came a song. Has anybody ever heard of Henry Flagler? Henry Flagler, the railroad baron, he built South Florida. He came down to Florida in the 1880s with a bunch of money he made up north, and he started building railroad lines from Jacksonville to Titusville and Cocoa to West Palm to Miami. Finally, in 1913, he completed the overseas railway to Key West. Henry Flagler built South Florida. There are cities now that were Flagler's railroad camps. Where the railroad went, he laid out streets, built schools, churches, railroad stations, hotels. And the trouble is that he did all of this to make a place for human beings to live warm in the sun all winter. But who were the primary recipients of the benefits of this man's entrepreneurial vision and his transcendent energy? 30 years of hard work. Well, it's the tourists, that's who. You'll see them coming down 75 and 95 and 441 and 301, and they got Hondas and Vegas and mini bikes and Granadas and Cutlasses and Cadillac Fleetwood Bromes. And they've got Winnebago campers and Airstream campers 38 and a half feet long. And they zoom down through the northern part of the state on the way to some tourist haven motel down south, where they lie out exposing the tender, white, withered, fish-belly-colored, liver-spotted skin that developed up north all winter to the merciless fury of the Florida sunlight for 12 and a half hours the first day down. Whereupon they retire once more to the cold, barren regions of the far north, burying with them two bags of oranges and leaving behind 27 pounds of trash, $178, and 822 insults and complaints per person per day. I mean, some of these people were heard to complain on January 28, 1977, when 15 snowflakes fell on North Miami Beach. I promise you, had any of these reptiles been for 5 minutes transported back to Buffalo, New York, where the snow was 15 feet deep and the temperature was 39 degrees below zero, that would have cured them of sucking eggs. I told you all this just because I wanted you to know where art comes from. Once on a Tallahassee street, I met a dapper tourist. In his straw hat and Bermuda shorts, he looked so neat and nice. He said, "Redneck, is this the road to Miami?" I said, "Yes, friend, it sure is. And you can follow it right there right now if you're asking my advice. To Florida they come, the land of orange juice and honey. Dapper, eager pilgrims to a man. 100 million every day they come to spend their money. So let's make off with all of it we can." If Henry Flagler could have seen the multitudes his roads would bring, despoiling what he thought would be a winter paradise, I know he'd say, "I'll take Miami back and you can stay up north. Enjoy your winter with your cold and snowy frozen ice. To Florida they come, the land of orange juice and honey. Dapper, eager pilgrims to a man. 100 million every day they come to spend their money. So let's make off with all of it we can." Leave their trash behind, they leave behind their footprints, and they leave their mellow accents that goes ringing in our ears. But most of all, they leave behind that green stuff which I have in mind, that money for which I will raise one long and lusty shear. To Florida they come, the land of orange juice and honey, dapper, eager pilgrims to a man. 100 million every day they come to spend their money. So let's make off with all of it we can. I'll ask them all if they could use a bluegrass band. Y'all hurry right back down now, you hear? Keep Florida green.
Well, that's a Florida song if I ever heard one.
Ah, yes. Okay, one more. Okay, we have, one more number. Let's trade instruments back. A good friend of ours, Gerald Crowell, wrote a magazine article for a magazine called Bluegrass Unlimited one time, and he talked about playing material on stage. He talked about how if you want to get up on stage and play a particular song, you better have done that song so many times you can play it in your sleep. You can play it in a semi-conscious stupor. You can play that song without thinking about it. You can play that song like it was reflex action. And that is how it ought to be if you ever get on stage and play a song in public in front of an audience like this. So here's one we've never done before. This is one that we recorded last summer, and we'll have that on a CD pretty soon. Well, everybody retunes. Come out and see us. We have sets tomorrow, I believe, at 4 or 4:30, and then on Sunday about 1 o'clock. And we'll be also coming out to pick with Dale Kreider on his sets this weekend. And a mandolin workshop at 4 o'clock Sunday for those of you who would like to learn to play. And we do have the CDs. We've got DVDs to teach you how to play mandolin, banjo, guitar, fiddle.
And we'll have one of the biggest mandolins you've ever seen.
Oh,
much larger than this.
Did you bring, did you bring it?
I did. I brought the beast. It's huge.
Oh, at the mandolin workshop?
We call it the mandolin before taxes. It's
Mandozilla. Come and see that mandocello. And this is called Helton Creek Number 1. Thank you all. Barbara Johnson, Chris Henry, John Hedgecoth, and me, Red. Thank you so much for coming around. See you.
Weren't they great, ladies and gentlemen?